Well, Simon, you left it late, but a draw was a fair result, I think.
Yeah, look, it was always going to be a tough game. When you're up against Mick McCarthy's team, you know it's going to be a resilient team. They've got some good individuals. And if you look back on our performance, it probably wasn't one of the best performances that we've had with the ball in terms of the creative side of it all. But what we did was we kept plugging away, we kept asking questions. And ultimately, when you see the blocks and the saves the keeper's made, you think it's not going to be your day. But ultimately, we kept going, as I said, and got our just rewards. And you're just hoping that last 5 minutes or so, you might just nick a winner. But probably overall, it was probably about a fair result, as you mentioned.
Quite ironic that it was Jordan Hugel that came to the rescue at the end.
Well, we just want him to keep scoring goals and his value will keep going up. I spoke to him before the game. I didn't want speculation to affect his performance, and I don't think it did. I think he held up the play really well, gave their back four a tough time, as he's done over the last few weeks. And what he's done is he's taken his goal really well. We had plenty of bodies up there, but you have to get the ball in there at times, and it might not be the prettiest way of scoring a goal in terms of the build-up play. But we asked questions, and it was a great finish by him. So delighted for him to build off last week's couple of goals. And the more goals he keeps scoring, obviously his value is going to increase.
Daryl Hogan was involved in the goal, and I thought he did really well when he came on for it.
Well, he's been bright, and he's probably been unfortunate not started a game over the last couple of weeks. But we've got such good strength in depth and quality that we can change it when we need to do. And players who come off the bench have to make an impact, and that was the case today. We were certainly desperate to get back into the game, and when we were going 3-4-3 with the wide players, our wing backs being McGeady and Hogan, it just shows you that we were desperate to get something out of the game, and we did. We asked questions of them, defended well at times, disappointed with the goal that we conceded early in the game, but credit to Lawrence, he took it really well. But we've come away with another point, which can be a valuable one. Ultimately, we would like to have got the extra two points, but wants to be the case today.
I was going to ask you, was Tom Owens' goal a good goal or a poor one to concede?
Well, we had two people out there that should have dealt with it a little bit better. But he's a clever player, technically one of the best players in the Championship. And he's obviously hit it far corner with a bit of whip and pace on it. And so it's a good goal. You've seen some goals that he scored over the last few weeks being very high quality. So wasn't unexpected, but we'd like to have dealt with it a little bit better.
Aidan McGeady looked bright all the way through. He had the best chance before the goal.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get with Gage. We wanted to supply him the ball and get him the right back on the back foot. And Gage can do that to any defender right the way through the country. So really pleased with his performance. Ultimately, we could have done with a little bit better quality, not just from him, but in that final third that was probably missing right the way through the game, that we didn't play with the crispness and the good quality that we've shown over the last few weeks against some real top teams. But it's always going to be a tough game today because in terms of the level of opposition that we've played over the last few weeks have been in the top two, three, big games, big crowds. But I thought the crowd were really good today, that miserable wet afternoon. They kept behind the team and ultimately got the rewards.
You preempted another question there. I can say the crowd stuck with you all the way through, and that must have been pleasing for you.
Yeah, they were. They were very good. They saw the lads were trying without a lot of good quality that they've probably been used to over the last few weeks and months. But what we did, we kept persevering away and kept asking questions of a resilient team, and the supporters were very good. They more or less sucked that ball into that goal at the second half.
Now, transfer deadline day around the corner. Any news do you think will be coming over the next few days, especially the links with Robbie Keane?
Well, I'm not going to comment on Robbie Keane, but the likelihood is we'll sign a player over the next 24-48 hours. Leave people guessing, but no, I'll stop the rumour mill going straight away that we will be signing a defender in the next 24-48 hours. Everything's agreed. The lad will sign on Monday and join up with us to travel to Cardiff on Monday.
And anybody going the other way?
Not to this particular club where he's coming from. but we'll have to wait and see. I'm not going to leave myself short with any players going out that we don't need to do. So we'll just keep looking at the situation. Plenty of inquiries for players. I had plenty of bids coming in from my players, which shows you what we're doing at this football club. And we're just disappointed that we've not got 3 points today, because obviously suffered the disappointment for the owner today with his horse dying just before kick-off, which was really bad news for him. So we tried to get 3 points for him. Unfortunately, we couldn't do that.